Good morning and welcome to your morning conversation. And with us this morning is the president of the Maryville Public Arts Committee, Mark Hendricks. And Mark, you've got a big event coming up this weekend, the third annual Art Rhythm and Brews event taking place downtown in Maryville.
Yeah, we're really excited about our third year of Art Rhythm and Brews, adding some new stuff that we'll get into here in a little bit. And it's just kind of one of these events here in Maryville that's just, we're going to grow it and grow it and grow it and see where we can go from here.
So. Yeah, it really seems like this has been an event that's gone over well that a lot of people look forward to every year now.
Yeah, and so far, knock on wood, you know, we're looking at good weather for Friday. Last couple years, you know, if you remember last year, we had to move it inside because it was raining and cold and windy. And the year before, we had decent weather and it was just got pretty chilly at night. But I've seen, you know, partly sunny and high of 85. And I think the rain's going to hold off till overnight. So. See what happens.
I really think even with the weather limitations the last couple of years, mm-hmm. it really went over well. And if even going inside last year kind of added a different type of atmosphere to the whole thing.
Yeah, it was a really cool atmosphere because it was just one of those things like, oh no, what are we going to do here? And we got great support from local businesses that said, hey, you can use our building, you know, and we're very fortunate that they allowed us to do that. And it worked itself out and we went and decorated those buildings and turned into a great success for us and kind of showed that, you know, we have that capability of doing stuff like that.
Well, the event is a good showcase for the artwork that you bring downtown and brings people to the square that maybe might not ordinarily be in the area or even in the community. But first of all, let's just talk about the artwork itself and understand that this year's artwork is being put in place right now as we speak.
Yeah, right now, over the next couple of days, we'll get that those new statues in, and we're going to really unveil the one on 4th Street, the one by the Farmer's Market. We're going to unveil that at Kids Block Party, and kids will have the opportunity to sit on the back and take pictures, and you'll be able to find all those pictures on our Facebook page, our Maryville Public Art Committee Facebook page. So you can tag your kids and have a great picture of them on the new statue that we're going to have over there. It's a pig and a little girl riding on top of that, and it'll be a great photo opportunity for everyone.
All right, well, it sounds good there. And then with the Friday event, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, try to add a little something to that each year. And let's just talk about what will be a little bit different this year.
So hopefully we'll be outside, so that's different from last year. But the biggest thing, that the new thing that we're going to have this year, is the homegrown brew tent. So we've have a couple local people who, you know, just brew some beer in their house and they want to have people, you know, try it out, which is, you know, it's just gonna, so they can get some good feedback and have people in town try out something new. One of them is making a light beer, one of them is making a cider, and another one. And, you know, it's just different people throughout the community, and maybe people you don't, you wouldn't think like, oh, they make beer? Yeah. They, you know, it's just a hobby, and it's really, that type of thing has really grown in the past, you know, 10 years or so. And it's awesome that we can bring that, you know, give people that opportunity to showcase, you know, their hard work, because it is hard work. And it's a long process, and it kind of just shows that they can, you know, it'll help people get good feedback for it.
And with the music aspect of this, might just talk about that coming up for Friday evening. It looks like some new acts as well as some old favorites coming back.
So we'll have three stages of live music. Two of them will be going off at the same time. So at 7 and 9 o'clock, we'll have, there'll be a stage on 3rd Street, and there'll be a stage on 4th Street. So on 3rd Street, we're just going to name that like our jazz stage. We have Dave Panico. He's a saxophonist. He was here last year from Kansas City. He's a fantastic artist. He'll play along to some tracks. And then at 7 o'clock on the 4th Street stage, we will have Alex Kurt, who works here at Northwest. And he's a kind of a one man deep blues type of band. So we're really excited to hear him. He's played over at the pub a couple times. Then at 8 o'clock, we have on the main stage Jeremy Sharp, who is the lead singer of the Center State, and they're a favorite of Art Rhythm and Brews. And we really kind of wanted to focus on, you know, having a solo acoustic type of evening for instead of bringing all the big bands, except for our main stage at later on in the evening. Then at 9 o'clock, we have the Northwest Jazz Combo with Dr. Bill Richardson. He's bringing some friends up. That'll be on 3rd Street. Then on 4th Street, we have high school music teacher Vanessa Parsons. She's going to join us this year and sing, and she's going to bring up some friends too. So I don't want to get, I've always just wanted to put down, Vanessa Parsons and friends, or whatever. But we'll see what happens. Maybe her husband Ty will sing. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. And then at 10 o'clock, we've got our headliner, Hendrix and Craig. They've been here the past couple of years, and it is not me. It's actually a family member of mine. It's my dad. And usually in the past, they've done just the duo. But this year, they're adding a drummer and bass guitar. So they're going to bring the full band up, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know they've been a fan favorite of this in the past.
Yeah, they get a lot of good response. They're coming up from Springfield, Missouri, and it's going to be a quick turnaround for them because they will leave early Saturday morning because they've got a show back down in Springfield. But we're very fortunate they're making some time to come up and see the people of Maryville again because they love coming up here and playing for us. So,
and besides the artwork, besides the homebrew, and besides the music, still an opportunity too, I understand, to eat as well with this event.
Yeah, you're not going to go home hungry. I promise you that. So we've got 6 local food vendors. So we'll go through them. We've got Carson's. We've got A&G. We've got Lettuce Dream. We've got Simply Siam. We have that new restaurant out at Mazingo, William Coy. We're really excited about having them out and having people that come to the event try out their food. And we've got Northwest Catering coming out as well. They're going to I was told what they have that they're going to sample, and you guys will not be disappointed. I promise you that. And then on the drink side, if you want me to jump into that,
sure.
we have a lot coming up. KC Beer Company is coming up, Boulevard, Blue Moon. They're all going to have reps up here talking about the beers. They're going to have different samples for each. Also have some seasonal crafts from Anheuser-Busch. Then we'll also have Windy Wine and Backyard Wine and Vine coming up. So we're pretty pumped about that. And we'll also have last year we debuted a kind of a specialty cocktail. It was like a tea type of thing, and people went through that like crazy. And we're going to do that again. So we realized we can't pass that one over. So that was a fan favorite. So really looking forward to all the food and the drinks that everybody's going to be able to try out.
Well, let's just talk about how people can get admission for this.
Sure. So this is one of those events where, you buy a ticket and you can try out everything. You can't, just go up to a tent and be like, hey, here's $5. I want to pay for it. No, you got to buy the ticket. Because the event itself, anybody can come down to the square, but if you want to try out everything, try out the drinks, try out the food, you got to buy a ticket. And the tickets right now are $30. You can buy them from any Maryville Public Art Committee member. We're also selling them at Hy-Vee or City Hall, or you can buy them online at eventbrite.com and just search for Art Rhythm and Brews.
And a great fundraiser for the Maryville Public Arts Committee.
Yeah. We've been very fortunate with the local people here in town that want to come to this event. And our goal is just keep adding more and more statues around the square. And eventually, the long-term goal is having a statue park, like some other cities do. And it's something different that separates us, here in Maryville from everyone else. And, it's bringing people downtown. It's, the money is going to stay here in town from what we do and try to make it a better place to live and work and play.
And obviously the event coming up this Friday night is one of the more visible events that you have as far as getting a notice out about your committee and what you do. But let's just kind of talk about what you do besides this event every year that's becoming a favorite in the community. But what are some of the things you do to research and bring in the art every year?
So we have a committee that we go through, gosh, I think we went through about 150, 200 statues that were possible. We had to narrow it down to 4 or 5 and actually, sorry, take that back, 8 or 10 with some backups. And we just try to get what we can. And if the artist agrees to want to come down here to Maryville. And we've done this event and had the statues for, you know, a few years that artists feel comfortable and they say, yeah, Maryville is a good place to, you know, have my art sit there for, a year. You know, we'd love for people to come out and be like, hey, I love this so much. I want to buy it, you know? And, you know, realistically, some of those statues are $35,000, you know, that'd be cool. 'Cause that's more money coming to Impact. But, you know, we're looking for people to sponsor statues. You know, it's so to lease the statue for the whole year, it's $1,500. So what we ask is $1,000 sponsorship, and Impact will cover the $500, and you'll get your name on the statue, it kind of just shows like, hey, I really, you know, like where this is going with the statues. And then we, you know, we have some education pieces. You know, you'll be able to, you know, run your phone over the little QR code that we'll have on there, and it'll have a description of where it came from and why it's important and the inspiration that the artist had for it. So we're pretty pumped about that. And it also have a little description on there as well. And then we also have, we've started doing events around the community every month, where we're going to just have art showings. Past couple of them, we had one at the Rose Theater. We had one at the Pub. It's kind of a First Friday type of event like they do down in KC. And, we supply some, you know, some drinks, some wine and to sample. And, you know, the cool thing is that it gives the students an opportunity to showcase their hard work throughout the year. And it also, you know, they could sell that artwork if they wanted to. So it's given just another avenue for them to, you know, maybe have that big city experience, but not being in the big city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just another advantage of being in Maryville.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're really excited with the way things are going right now with Impact, and we'd love some more participation. So if you ever want to join us, our meetings are every second Tuesday of the month every second Monday of the month. So we'd love for you to join us at 5:15 at the Pub.
All right, sounds good there. And again, Art, Rhythm, and Brews coming up this Friday evening on the Square in Maryville. And again, looks like it's going to be another fun evening for folks.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Hope to see you all out there. And appreciate you guys having us today.
All right. Again, that's Mark Hendricks, the president of the Maryville Public Art Committee. I'm John Coffey, and that's your Morning Conversation.